We are learning Masechta Zivamis, Daf Ayin Beis Omed Aleph, and we are starting two lines from the bottom of Ayin Aleph Omed Beis. We learned in the Pesukim Yeshua, it's Mavoyer, that the Neiladim in the Midbar, the children were born in the Midbar, for the 40 years in the Midbar, they didn't have a Mila, and therefore when they came to Gilgal in Eretz Yisrael, they had to get a Mila in order to bring the Karban Pesach. And the Shaila is, why didn't they do a Mila in the Midbar? Why didn't they do a Mila there? So I think about a midbar, 2 lines in the bottom, a midbar, my time aloy ma. Why didn't they do a mila in the midbar? If by same some chosdorcha, some say pshat is because chosdorcha, because on the derech there's worried about the sakana, and therefore they didn't do a mila. And the ritva speaks out, even though they stopped a bunch of times. When they stopped, they could have given the mila, but since it says api Hashem Yisrael, they didn't know when they pick up and leave. So therefore, they couldn't give a bris, because maybe the next day they're going to leave, and it's not healthy for the baby to leave. Therefore, it's chosh d'orcha, they did not give a mila in the midbar. Because the whole time they were in the midbar, the tzfainis wind, the northern wind, didn't blow. And the northern wind is what makes the weather good. It shouldn't be too hot and not too cold, and it blows away the clouds. So that whole, you didn't have this good wind, so therefore you couldn't have a refuah good for the mila, the time of the brisa. Kol oisan abam shana shayosov midbar, all 40 years the Klai Yisrael was in the midbar. Lo nospalem ruach tzvainis, they didn't have the northern wind. My time, why didn't they have the northern wind? Some say pshat is because they were in a good. The Hashem wasn't happy with them because of the eagle. As the nazuf and mashia and ma'isa eagle, but ruin the aranoiga. They weren't royu for the good weather because the nazuf noyu alsta eagle. Taisa says it's not the eagle; it's the meraglim because on the eagle they gather kapara. It says salachti, and afterwards they made the mishkan. So it was for different reason alsta meraglim, which is a year later. That's one shot why there's no ruach tzvainis. By same, the leinivda anani akavet. So the anani akavet shouldn't blow away. Therefore, there was no ruach tzvainis. So what comes out of our Gemara? Gemara is saying like this: in the midbar, they didn't do the mila either al chosh to orcho because they didn't have ruach tzvainis. Why didn't they ruach tzvainis? Either because the nezufim was or because leinivda anani akavet. Huh?
Before that, huh?
What
about before that?
So maybe they did right. So if it's the egel, so there's no ruach tzvainis from the egel. So that's right away. Basically, the eagle. The eagle was a few months after Matan Torah, and if it was the miracle, it's a year later. It's a little bit of a kasha. So it meant most of the years in the midbar they didn't do the mila. Now, there's 2 points in Taisus that's spoken out of here. First, number one is that if in Cain, if they didn't have a mila, so how did the eat kachim? The halacha is oral can eat kachim. I can tell you, big deal. So maybe they didn't eat kachim, those people. But the halacha is, in the time of the midbar, they weren't allowed to eat basa taiva, which means they couldn't eat basa stam, shech the behemoth eat basa. They only ate basa shlom, only basa makarvin. So how did they eat basa kachim or basa shlom? How did they eat any meat if they didn't have a mila or the arelim? So Taisa says that the Yoytz Mitzrayim, they had to eat the kachim. The Yerudim Midbar, Echanam, Itaka, they didn't eat kachim, and maybe Taisa says that they had a heter of basa taiva because they know the eitzah. They couldn't eat kachim, therefore they had a heter of basa taiva, which means they could shecht animals to eat. Other Rishayim, they didn't eat that they didn't eat meat. They ate chicken, slav, they didn't eat meat because they didn't have mila. That's one Taisa. There's another Taisa that says that in the Pirkei de Eliezer, it was mashma, they did do a mila. Why? Because it says in the Pasuk in Parashas Balak, mi mana afa Yaakov. And the Medrash says, "Ra kol ha-midbar sheyemalei mar l'seyem shel Yisrael." So you see, they did do mila. So therefore, Taisa says it is a pshat to say they didn't do priya. They did mila, but no priya. Like upon him, that's what comes out in our Gemara is that pasuk b'shal Gemara is they didn't do mila all the 40 years in the midbar, and had they caught him, they attacked the caught him. There is a perk of Lez, it says they did do mila, not priya. And the perk of Lez is more geshmak a little bit because they say they gave it the mitzvah mila for 40 years, the pella. So it makes that cash a little better. Like upon him, that's Taisa. So to Gemara Vayta, Amar Rav Papa, on top of far lines from the top of Ayin Beis, Amar Rav Papa, Hilchach Yoyma de Iva, when it's a cloudy day, you don't have the sun, and the Yoyma de Susa, and a day where the Deroimus wind is blowing, which is not a good wind, Loyma Linen Bey, you shouldn't do a Milo, Loyma Zechina Bey, they don't do any bloodletting that day. It's a dangerous day to do these things. And the Gemara ends off, in the Dasha Bar Rabim, these days that people did a bunch of times, nothing happened, we say, Shoyme Pesahim Hashem. Hashem will protect us from any harm, because you see people do it, nothing happens. So Akparim, therefore we don't have to worry about it anymore. The Ritva says that if someone wants to, he doesn't want to do it because he's worried about the weather, there is a tzad that he can make and not do the Mila Bismana for this reason. But Akparim, Agmar really comes out, Shoyme Pesahim Hashem. And the Ritva says, if you want, you definitely don't have to push off the Mila. Tana Rabbanan. Kolis Rabbanan Shana Shoy Shav Mid Valoi Hoya Yoyim Shloy Nos Baruch Tzifaynis V'Chatzi Alayla. The Brisa says, even though we said there was no Ruach Tzifaynis all 40 years, but every night, exactly midnight, there's a little bit of the wind. Because that's an ace rotzen. Shanaema, it says in the Pasuk, regarding Makas Becharis, V'Chatzi Alayla, V'Hashem Hik Kol Bechar, so my Talmudah, what's the word that Raya? Hakamash Lon, the ace rotzen, Milsi, see that's ace rotzen. And therefore, to show that it's Eis Ratzin, every night, exactly by midnight, the Ruach Tzifon is blue. And Taka says, David HaMelech, the Gemara Bracha says, David HaMelech put a kinor l'maylam mitasoy, and he put it towards the Tzifon. And every night, exactly by Chatzoy, the wind blew, and he knew to get up to learn. So all 40 years, even though they didn't resume him, but Chatzoy is a Laila, which is Eis Ratzin, Itaka had the Ruach Tzifon. Zog the Gemara Vait. Once you mention Mila, we're going to mention a halacha about Mila. Om Rav Huna. Devar Taira Moshuch Oichel Vachuma, Umidevrayim Gazu Lopne Snirika Arul. Moshuch means someone who got a bris mila, but then he pulled up skin from below the foreskin, and it grew now back over the front of the Eva, and now he looks like he does not have a mila. That's what it looks like. It's called a Moshuch. So really, he's called a Gemalta. He's not considered an Arul. Devar Taira Moshuch Oichel Vachuma, Gibchuma, he's not called an Arul. But umidevrayim gozul abresh nirikarol. But midrabanan there are guys there that he is considered oral. He cannot eat truma. Midrabanan can't eat truma. Why? He's like oral. Looks like oral. Looks like oral. So Rav Huna is saying two dinim. First, we're saying dvar Torah. He's called a gemalot. He's called not an oral. But midrabanan he's called an oral. Meisvei we have in a brisa moshuch the tesefta and Shabbos. Meisvei moshuch tzaruch shiimol. It says in the brisa that a moshuch has to umilo. So it's a kasha on Rav Huna. Because Huna says Dvar Torah is called a mal. He's called a mal. He's not called Aral. It says you have to do mila. And for the Gemara, no, Midrar Banan. It means Midrar Banan. Rav Huna agrees that Midrar Banan have to do mila. So it's not a kasha. For the Gemara, the Karol of my Karol, what was the Havamina? It says Moshe Tarach Shemal. It doesn't say he's Aral. It's Tarach Shemal. Obviously, it means Midrar Banan. But the Karol of my Karol, what was the Havamina? It was the Raisa. Hot Tarach Tani. It says Tarach, which means you have to do mila. Maybe it's the Rabbanan. We didn't say it's the Raisa. So the Gemara, Katoy B'Seifa. He saw the Sefer of the Sefta, and from there he saw that it might have been the Raisa. Because it says in the Sefer, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, lo yimo, you should not do a Mila. When someone has a Moshuch, you should not do a Mila. Why? It's a Sakana. He might make him into a Kros Shifcha. Why? Because since this Moshuch is very little bit skin, and if you try to cut it off, it might harm the person, make him the Kros Shifcha. Omer loy, v'aloy harbi malu v'mei ben kaziva v'li debonam v'anaz. A lot of, in the days of, this we call him Bar Kochva, this was a general who fought the Romans very stark, and he actually became, like he got back Klal Yisrael from the Romans, and he was the king over the Romans 2.5 years. Rabbi Akiva thought he was Mashiach. So there it says that the Goyim had made a gzeira that all the people of Beitar had to be Moshech the Arla, sorry, and pull up the Arla. And when Ben Kaziva won over them, they did a mila for everyone. Everyone did a mila, and nothing happened to them. So it's not a sakana. And he brings a pasuk to support the halacha that a moshuch has to do mila. Shinamar, he mo yimal fil mei pamim. You see, you have to do mila a bunch of times. But Eimer, another pasuk, is brisi heifa, the rabbi is a moshuch. Mai va Eimer, why you bring two psukim? Echite ma ha yimal yimal, the rabbi sees a makam as mila. If you tell me that a pasuk, he mo yimal, is marba, tzitz a makam as mila, toshima, it's brisi heifa, the rabbi is a moshuch. The prosecutor Brisi Heifar says that even a moshuch has to do mila. Sad kana tesefta, and what's pshat in tesefta? What do you see in tesefta? So who's shava? When the kanos of leah shas, since the Talmudah brings, the Gemara brings a kraya, brings a prosecutor that you have to do mila on a moshuch, the raisi. So that's why it was a kasha Rav Huna. Velohi, midarabon, zon rabbonim, kraya smacht ba'amu. The prosecutor was Brisi Heifar, the rabbis, and some moshuch is only a smachta. So, what the Gemara is saying is that midrabanan you have to do mila, but dvar Torah is kulamal. That's what Rav Huna says. Now, what comes out from our Gemara here, agav, is that himal yimal is marba what tzitzim hamakvim esamila. So, if you remember yesterday's daf, you should have a kasha because in yesterday's daf it says if you Rashi, what? How do you know tzitzim hamakvim esamila? Because it says in the pasuk shenis, and when makish the soif mila tchilas mila. Just like tchilas mila makevis af soif mila makvim boy. That's what it says in the Gemara. Rashi says it means tzitzim hamakvim. Tzitzim shen shdairu, shloi chata kolaralas. Rashi says, L'chari, this Gemara is not like that. Taisus there points that out. Taisus the Maskel Seif Mila on Daf Ayin Aleph on Beis says Hikshar of Yitzchok Halavon Dahacha Darish Mishenis Tzitzim Akas Mila V'Hashem Darshina Himayima L'Tzitzim. Our Gemara here says Himayima. The Teres of Ben Etam Dahacha Tzitzim Akas Mila says Priya Kamara. The Gemara before was talking about Tzitzim Akas Mila Priya, not Tzitzim Akas Mila. Akapanim. That's what we're holding now. Rav Huna Meis Ve'Meisi Don Akasha Tumtum. Ein oichel b'tshuma. Tumtum is a person who his evarim are covered. We're not sure if he's a zacha or a nekeva. So he can't eat tshuma. Why? Because he doesn't have a mila, and the tzad is a zacha, he's an aral. So he can't eat tshuma. Noshav va'avodav oichlim. His wife and his avodim could eat tshuma. Now, how's it possible to be married? The Gemara was going to ask the kasha. But his noshav and avodim could eat tshuma oichlim. Moshuch. What happens if this person is a moshuch v'noilai kushumal? Harei elu oichlim. They could eat truma. They themselves could eat truma. Adroiginus. We'll come back to that. Moshuch v'noilai kushumal. Harei elu oichlim sounds like they're called a mohol. Adroiginus. That someone has both simonim, a zach and a keva, and he has a mila on his... he has a mila. So oichlim v'chuma, he eats truma. But v'ein oichlim v'kachim. He can't eat kachim. Why can't he eat kachim? Because on the side he's in the keva, and the keva can't eat kachim. And shiarim menachas only zichik kuna eat it. So therefore, a dragon is candy kachim, but he could eat chuma because he has a mila. Tumtum ain't oichel loy b'chuma loy kachim. Tumtum candy not chuma not kachim. We already said that. We repeat it over. The Gemara will discuss why we repeat this over. We already said about tumtum ain't oichel b'chuma. So obviously, he doesn't eat kachim. Why if we repeat this over? The Gemara will talk about it. Like upon him, adkan habraisa. Adkan habraisa, which is the sefta from sefta zivamis. Zakta Gemara, Tani Mias, what does it say in the middle of this braisa? Moshuch v'noyla kishuhumal harei oloichlim. They can eat chuma. Tiyufta Rav Huna, tiyufta, it's a kasha or Rav Huna that says that you can eat chuma. Here it says harei oloichlim chuma. So you see you're not geyser on him. That's what you see from this braisa. So when that's one pshat. It's a tiyufta. Why is it tiyufta? Rav Huna said you can't eat chuma because nirik haral. Here it says that you could eat chuma. So let me ask you, Akasha, what do you mean? We had a Bryce that supported Rav Huna, because the Bryce said, Sarach Shuyimah, you have to do a Mila. If you have to do a Mila, we said it's Darabanan, but you have to do a Mila with Darabanan, so obviously you can't eat Chuma. So Taisa speaks out that the Gemara holds, Afi to Sarach Shuyimah with Darabanan, Peshinirik Arul, Loya Shuru with Chuma. They didn't ask for Chuma, therefore it's Tiyuf to the Rav Huna. Even though the other Bryce is true, Sarach Shuyimah, but it wouldn't stop you from eating Chuma. Now, in the Rashi before, you're not like that, Taisa, but we're not getting into that now. But there's another Ayin Mashah for that. Ayin Mashah and Rashi. The Rashi is another pshat. That's not a tifter Rav Huna, it's a raya to Rav Huna. Rashi likes the second pshat better. That oichlim means mid the araisa. That says moshuch is oichlim means mid the araisa. And it's a raya to Rav Huna. The Gemara is being a raya from the braisa to Rav Huna. That even though it's mid the rabbana, some of the raisa you're allowed to eat it because it says harei elu oichlim, and there's not a braisa that says you need a mila. So we learn, we figure out from there that this braisa harei elu oichlim only means midaraisa. Midarabanan, they cannot eat chuma. They can't eat chuma, and if it's a raya to Rav Huna, not a kasha or Rav Huna. So think more about it. Once you mention this braisa, we are going to have some questions on this braisa. Omamar tumtum eino oichlim b'chuma. It says tumtum can't eat chuma. Why? Because he's considered oral. Tumtum can't eat chuma. Why? Because he's considered a oral. Noshav va'avodav oichlim. Noshav va'avodim. His noshav and his avodim. The tumtum, they are married, or he has avodim, they eat chuma. So, afraid they want noshav and tumtum, no, how could a tumtum be married? We don't know if he's a zachar in a keva. So, Gemara says, that's Gemara's kasha. A noshav and tumtum, no. So, Elim can say he gave kedushim, so like, then it worked. But it's not true. Elim, the Kaddish, the Tanya, the Raisa, tumtum shakidish. If tumtum gave kedushim, kedushav kedushim. Niskade, Shama gave him Kedushim, also Kedushim. So it means that you see, he's Chumra both ways. So that can't be the case here, because Eimadamar, Lechumra, Lekulam, Yamin, it's only Lechumra, you see, it goes both ways. It's only Lechumra, you can't eat Truma from that. Sophic issue, Vain Yishu is Kedushim Isha, Yishu can't be Kedushim Isha. What? He's a Sophic issue, Yishu can't be Kedushim Isha. So even though it works, Melchumra, because maybe he's a Zacha, but he can't eat Truma, she can't eat Truma. The woman he is Makadish cannot eat Truma because he might be on the cave. On Mabaya, the case of the braisa that says Noshav va'avodav eats truma. Mabaya, because your beitz of nikar is b'chutz. Then you can tell he's a zacha. It's beitz of nikar b'chutz, but he can't get a mila because it's covered over. But we can tell he's a zacha. Therefore, he cannot eat truma, but his avadim and his nashim could. What? He is. It's called tumtum. It's covered over. So it's called tumtum. It's covered over. It's a tumtum. Yeah. It's like biologically, it's a tumtum. Rav Amar, we got actually no. This tumtum is not a suffix anymore, but it's biologically, it's a tumtum. Rav Amar, his avadim is a tumtum completely covered. Don't know if he's zochon the keva. What does it mean nashav? Rav Amar, my nashav imai, his mother. Nashav what means his mother can eat truma, which means his mother's married to a kohen. The mother's Israel, and her husband died. She can't eat truma, but if she has a child, she can eat truma. So this child is enough to feed the mother in truma. Even a mamzer helps. Well, what's the chiddush? You would think that because someone who give birth to other offspring could be Michael the mother, but some child who can't give over more offspring can't be Michael. Kamash Allah, and yeah, they could be Michael. Toshima. So now we're going right in the Braisa. At the end of the Braisa, it says, so now we have two pshatim in what tumtum who married an Oshim means. Even according to Abaya, we know he's a Zachar because Beitim Nikar Machutz. Rava says, Noshim means Imai. Now Toshima, it says later in the Braisa, tumtum in oichel lebe truma lebe kachem. And the Braisa says, a tumtum doesn't need not truma, not kachem. So we're repeating something over here that's obvious. We already had in the Reisha. So Bishim Labaya, Tana Reisha or Ovada. The Reisha is talking about a tumtum we know is a Zachar, so he's a sure Oral. But Tani Seif, even a Suffolk Oral can eat. Because they don't even know if it's Zachar in the Keva. El Rava, tumtum seif alamli. What's the chiddush of tumtum seif? So my answer is, my tumtum Oral. What's the seif? I was talking about not a Pashta Oral. Not even talking about a tumtum. So hashda feitamar hashda sofik aral leachol. If the ratio says tumtum is sofik aral leachol, vadi aral leachol. You think a vadi aral would eat? So the Gemara says, "Mat ham kama, mat ham tumtum in leachol v'chuma." Place a sofik aral hu. The reason why in the first line in the brisa a tumtum cannot eat chuma is because it's sofik aral. But aral in leachol v'chuma levikachim, like it says at the end of the brisa, tumtum in leachol levikachim means a aral does not eat levikachuma. Beloy bekachim. So Akaponim, that's what comes out, that's what we're holding right now, that we have a dinner of Huna, it says, Moshuch is oichel v'chuma mederaisa v'darabonon can't, and we had a braisa that maybe is mesiyeya or tshifta, depends which lashon in Rashi, and then once we handle the braisa, we handle what it means tumtum the braisa, how can tumtum get married, and what's the two parts on the braisa of tumtum and tumtum.